You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're very focused, Joe. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
Welcome back.
Jake Kaplan is in the house. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back as my parole officer. I appreciate that.
I like that. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today is National Bow Day. National Aviation Day. Now we're getting to it. I think I'm coming across some things here that are a little bit more along my lines here. So today is National Potato Day.
All right.
So what do we think? What kind of potatoes? Baked?
I like all kinds of potatoes, but
as long as they're not raw.
The first thing that came to mind were French fries.
Okay.
Double fried, real crispy.
Double fried? Put anything on them or just plain?
I kind of like it plain, and you know, with ketchup or once in a while, that kind of thing. I'm not the boutin kind of guy that likes all kinds of items.
No cheese on there, no chili on there.
No, I usually like those in a separate, and that's because I like the French fries so much.
Okay.
Now you put those things on a baked potato, and it seems natural to me.
Yeah, baked potato is good. Throw the get a little bit of the baked potato in there.
The little ones. I like the little ones when they're fried up.
Oh, I like the big ones, right? Right. Oh, but put the baked potato, a little butter, a little sour cream.
Now you're talking like
throw some caviar on top.
Ah.
Now, I'm going to the notes here because, you know, if you have comments, we broadcast live on the morning on our social channels. And then we play the program again on ABC News and Talk AM 1490 in the afternoon. So if you have comments, you have to be with us 9 o'clock in the morning. And our producer, Josh, has the answer here because this is right up my cup, right up my alley here, Josh. Vodka comes from potatoes. So
it comes from a couple of different – I prefer the potato – vodka.
Yeah, potato. I have had pineapple vodka. That's good. Right? Pow vodka from Maui. I think I'd rather just go to Maui and get the pineapple there. But I can take so let's take it. I mean, I don't want to get on too big a rabbit trail. But what kind of vodka? I like Belvedere. I like Chopin.
I like Chopin.
Tito's is good. Martini, blue cheese, olives. Put three of those right in the martini glass. Don't mess up the vodka with anything else. No ice, nothing. What do they say? Call it shaken, not stirred, something along those lines.
Like it's stirred, not shaken. Shaken, it gets bubbly and it's
bubbly.
Well, you know,
I guess you got a strong shaker, Jay.
That's the only strong thing I got.
So today's Thursday, which is the new Friday. So we might be out there doing some vodka testing this evening. See what goes on with that. And
for our knowledge base and to help the listeners.
Absolutely. Of course. Yeah. We only do that for public service only.
And that's what you're all about.
Absolutely. And you can close that out with National Soft Ice Cream Day. Now, soft ice cream, hard ice cream, whatever kind of ice cream you want. I don't, you know, I'm an equal opportunity ice creamer, right? So we go with any type we like there. Hey, let's take a look at the markets right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 65 points, down significantly more a little earlier in the session. So we were down at 34.7. And we closed yesterday at 34.9, so we were down almost 200 points earlier in the day. We're down 65 now. The S&P 500 down 9. NASDAQ is up 1.71. Oil, what's going on in the oil market? Oil price is down $1.95 a barrel today. Should we look at it? You're not driving that new Tesla yet, are you, Jay?
Not yet.
Okay, so
maybe today's the day to go fill up.
Yeah, today it might be. I don't know. So, well, we still are in California. So I do like, I look at our team. So our tremendous underwriter, Lori, she's paying $2.83 a gallon. She's in Louisiana. It's a global world anymore. So even though she is dedicated to our team, $2.84 a gallon. Producer Josh, he's at $4.06 a gallon. That is the average for the state of Nevada. $3.177 national average. And in California, of course, California is leading the way. $4.40 a gallon.
Ow!
$4.40 a gallon gasoline.
I'm old enough to remember 35 cents a gallon, 25 cents a gallon. What happened to that?
Taxes, Jay. It's more than that in taxes now in California.
It is.
Right? I mean, think about that. Hawaii.
Ouch.
Right? Hawaii is at $4.09 a gallon. 31 cents a gallon cheaper in Hawaii.
That does surprise me.
Right? Than it is here in California.
That does surprise me.
So, you know, they're just barely above Nevada. Used to be you go to Nevada, though, and get really cheap gas. You used to wait and fill up right over when you cross the state line.
Or just drive there and fill up and then come home.
Yeah, that'll work, too. Of course, some cars you used up all the gas all the way.
Yeah,
So, and it's a little warm there. I mean, I was there over the weekend, It was warm out there. Although right by State Line, it wasn't bad. It was 69 degrees when we got to State Line last week on Friday. Of course, it also happened to be that it was a downpour monsoon weather, and there were people along the side of the road that just parked waiting for the rain to stop. It was so heavy. So maybe that's why it was 69 degrees, but I digress. Let's take a look and see what the interest markets are, the bond market. 1.24 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury right now. A little bit of a flight to safety there. We're watching some of these things closely because if you've been listening, and you probably haven't, you've just come here to Ron Siegel Radio and listen each day, and I'll give you the news that's all fit for news. So here's the issue, is the Federal Reserve is likely. Now we told you 4 or 5 months ago that at the end of August, when the Federal Reserve did their meeting at Jackson Hole, that they would probably discuss tapering, and they might even make some announcements about tapering and not continuing their bond buying measures. Thought for a little while they threw me a curveball. I thought maybe they wouldn't do it. I'm kind of leaning toward they probably will do it. Why? Well, number one, they like to make news at the Jackson Hole meeting. I don't know why they like to make news there, but historically they like to make news at the Jackson Hole meeting. Maybe it's to give them cover for continuing to go there. I don't know the exact reason, right? Now, it's really exciting. Have you ever been in a building or in a city or in a room full of economists, right? I mean, it is economists. I don't know. I think I need a snoring button here on my board. It would probably be appropriate. Right? Because even, Jay, you go back to the days. Remember Alan Greenspan?
Yes.
Right? Did you ever watch Alan Greenspan on TV or in person or anything?
Just on TV a few times.
Did it put you to sleep?
I probably was already asleep.
Well, if you weren't, you probably would be afterward. Right. Alan Greenspan, one of the Federal Reserve chairmen, and I think he had served a couple of stints as Federal Reserve chairman. But
he did, yeah.
I'll tell you something. You listen to Alan Greenspan, and if you weren't sleepy already, you would be afterward. I went and saw him over at Chapman College before it was Chapman University. And, you know, you have 500 people there to listen to the chairman, or I think that might have been during his interim time when he wasn't chairman, but former chairman of the Federal Reserve. You know, they're arguably one of the most powerful people in the world, right? A chairman of a Federal Reserve of the United States is, you know, he can't declare war, but he can declare economic war if he wants to, right? You can't fight the Fed. He runs the economy of the world. Right, and he goes there. It's great to go see this guy. Boy, talk about snoring! But that was a whole different story. But it's great. But you know, something that was an honor to be able to go and say that I saw the chairman. But here's the issue: they like to make news, and we've had two of the Federal Reserve presidents, voting members, that are both generally they want to buy as much as they can of bonds. Well, two of them now have said that they think it might be a good time to start easing back on the purchases. And that was before we got the jobs report that came out that was really strong the beginning of this month. How do I know that? Well, number one, the statements from the two Fed members that came out earlier. Well, that issue was, those members just spoke in the last week or so, but on Tuesday or Wednesday this week, we got the Federal Reserve minutes. And those minutes were from the last Federal Reserve Board meeting, which was before the great jobs report that came out. So then you take that meeting where they're talking about possibly tapering sooner than later, good jobs report, couple of Fed people saying that they think it might be time to start tapering, Jackson Hole coming up in the next week or so. Yeah, we might start seeing that, and that's probably why we've been watching the stock market sell off a little bit and people going and buying the bonds, because they just think it might be a little bit of a flight to safety. I'm looking right now, the NASDAQ is up 57 points. If you remember when I started talking about this, it was up 1 point. So we're watching all this for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jay Kaplan. I've got this interesting concept, an interesting thought. Maybe it's just interesting to me. But I hear so many people talking about the reverse mortgage, and their comment is, well, I'm not desperate. Why would I get a reverse mortgage? Is reverse mortgage just for seniors that are financially challenged, or is it a financial planning tool? We're going to talk to Jay Kaplan about that. More young people are buying homes. And oh, yes, we've got a featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Building your future wealth starts now. Take action and put your money to work for you instead of working for your money.
Clear.
Are you sitting on $100,000 of home equity? Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages. And the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions.
And the
best part is, you still
send him an email, it bounces back.
Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Text him, no response. Nurse and he calls me and says,
if so, then you're a Ron Siegel VIP hero, and you may qualify for rewards up to $5,000 to $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with Ron Siegel Radio Partner. As a valued VIP hero, you receive special savings, rebates, and valuable discounts. Learn more by calling me, Ron Siegel, at 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. It's just our way of saying thank you.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Actually, I guess you've been with us the whole time. You get to listen to the in the intermediary area when we're running our breaks. Josh is over there frantically yelling at me from a different room, and you gotta love it. But hey, you know something? Thank goodness we didn't say anything horrible, did we, Josh? Yeah. Oh, okay. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. You're listening. We appreciate you being with us. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now down 44 points. The NASDAQ is up 56 points. The S&P 500 is up 1183. 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities, those are up 14 basis points, which means interest rates are down. Anytime that bond goes up, interest rates go down. And let's see why. What's causing these things to happen? There's some interesting things in the market. So yesterday we did get those Fed minutes that I talked to you about. They showed most participants judged it would be appropriate to start reducing purchases this year if the economy were to evolve broadly as they anticipated. They explained that substantial further progress, that's their word, quote unquote, substantial further progress, quote, has been made on price stability. I don't know what they're drinking. Price stability. Is anybody seeing price stability? I mean, it seems to me that the prices are going way up, but they call it price stability. No, stop that. Those guys don't do that. Unbelievable. So they said that's their comments, and it's close to being satisfied on maximum employment. Some thought the tapering should occur in coming months, while others believe early 2021. Keep in mind, the minutes are from the July 28th Fed meeting before we got the new inflation data and jobs report, which showed continued inflation and robust jobs growth. Some of the opinions have changed towards tapering sooner. We have seen some of the most dovish members support tapering since the meeting. That would be Rosengren and Kashkari. The X factor that could delay tapering would be the development of the Delta variant impact, or maybe what the media calls the Delta variant impact. I'm not going to tell you again that there's 500 people a day rolling average dying from COVID and 1,300 a day dying from cigarette-related illness. I'm not going to say that again. I said it yesterday, so we don't want to go there. We did get initial jobless claims, measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the very first time. down 30,000 to 348,000 last week, which is a post-pandemic low. Continuing claims, which measures individuals who continue to receive benefits, was down almost 80,000 to 2.8 million. Extended benefits were down 221,000, while the emergency benefits were down 66,000. It appears that states removing the extra benefits is having an impact. Additionally, those in states that have not yet removed them are likely to starting to look for work ahead of the Labor Day expiration. Easy for me to say. 11.7 million individuals are still receiving benefits throughout all the programs, which is down 312,000 from the previous report. That is good news. Right, so we don't like the idea that there are 11.7 million of our fellow citizens that are still getting benefits. I shouldn't say that. We don't want 11.7 million people needing benefits. Right, those that need them should get them. There needs to be a safety net. Those that are in the fraud category, give them a kick in the rear end so that those who need them get them. Not just my opinion, so I'll throw that out there. I give my opinion all the time. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got every one of the products you can think of. Anyone that you need, they've got it. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, USDA, VA, bank statement loans, stated income loans, you name it, they've got it. And if they don't, well, the only one that they don't that I go to my friend Jay Kaplan with. Right, he's our reverse mortgage guru, so call us if you have any questions about the reverse mortgage. And Jay Kaplan is the reverse mortgage guru for Ron Siegel Radio, so we chat with Jay on a regular basis. Jay and I have some good conversations, and it's on a number of levels because Jay and I agree on a tremendous amount of issues. And the beauty of it is Jay and I disagree on nearly anything that's political. The thing that we do agree with wholeheartedly is respect, right? And there's no reason that there are people out there that need to be disrespectful when they're having a conversation of any sort with somebody if they have differing opinions. Get educated, right? Jay and I have a great time with it, but one thing we do agree on is the value of a reverse mortgage for seniors. So Jay's actually even one of the few people, well, not one of the few, one of the people that comes on the broadcast that even remembers Welcome Back, Cotter. So, Jay, you're going to love this one. I'm going to move this mic a little closer to you because I don't know if Josh can hear you. Josh, can you hear him okay? Okay, so if Josh can hear you, it doesn't matter whether I can or not. So I have had Jay, some folks come on the broadcast, and I do a millennial show right around the middle of the month with some ladies that are millennials. I mean, it's hard to do a millennial show without millennials, right? So you wouldn't qualify for that broadcast,
Jay. No,
So
I don't order avocado toast.
Okay, so I played the Welcome Back Cotter theme song when one of them came back. They come on regularly, and they're looking at me like, what the heck are you talking about? So they didn't even know what it was. I don't know. I don't remember. Josh, did you even know that one when we first did it? Now, Josh didn't know it either, so kind of crazy. But I know you're old enough to remember. Well, you remember before there was even TV, so that's a different issue.
I remember a 13-inch, or was it an 8-inch television, Crosley or something?
Okay, so 13-inch. Jay, I don't even want to go there with you. Anything I say about that could get me in trouble.
Yeah, well, no, but I was just talking about television.
So, you know, one of the things we see on television now, if you're watching any of the older people stations, I don't know if young people stations have it, but Tom Selleck is out there all the time.
I really like it when he limps across the stage because it reminds me how old he is.
Okay, I didn't notice that. I'm going to have to watch that closer.
Watch it. But, you know, anything that makes people think about reverse mortgages and home equity conversions, I think is good. So I'm all for it.
So one of the things I want to chat with you about a little bit, Jay, is the concept here of the reverse mortgage. I do a lot of chatting on the broadcast about financial planning and how. Right. Yesterday we did a program. If you missed it, you missed a lot. So we did a program on how you can take $25,000, buy a $500,000 house if you're young enough. 15 years from now, strategically, you potentially could have $400,000 in annual appreciation on your property, on an accumulation of property, game plan. So it was a financial planning discussion. Now, the concept, and then I talk to people and they say, well, I don't want to get a reverse mortgage because I'm not broke. I don't need it. Can a reverse mortgage be used as a financial planning tool?
It should be used as a financial planning tool. And, you know, let me just say, because you spoke a little earlier about people who need help. It's a great product for those people who need help. And, you know, we need to give them that. But that in itself is not why Congress actually created the home equity conversion.
Really? Because
we can help people that need help or have a problem. Great. I'm all for that. But it is a strategic planning tool for people to be able to outlive their money. And, you know, this started, you know, in the
80s. I like that term, Jay. Outlive your money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of people that are worried that their money's not going to last for their life.
And we used to be worried about the money part of it, but now we need to realize we're living longer. And I think I mentioned during the break that everybody heard about somebody who's 91. I've got another client, 94. They're so sharp, they keep moving. These people, we all can be looking forward to the possibility of a longer life than we used to. And therefore, we need our money to have the same kind of health. The money needs to last also longer than it used to.
That's a great concept because and how do you make it work for you? Because we know that home equity is there's no return on investment of home equity.
Right. And, you know, so many people think of reverse. When they use the word reverse, it's like the bank is paying you a monthly check. And you can do that. I've never had anybody select that because having the line of credit gives you, I think, more control over those funds. And when you get the reverse mortgage or the home equity conversion, it's actually converting your equity into something that's liquid. It doesn't mean you're taking a lot of money. It doesn't mean you're losing equity. It doesn't mean that at all. And of course, as you spoke before on the last show and several shows, because of our appreciation rate, I don't think anybody here in California should even give losing equity a thought, even if they're taking money out. But to use it, if you've got a couple million dollars and you've got a portfolio that, unlike mine, which is full of pictures, I mean, people have a normal... normal one, there's been some great studies done and more papers are coming out by December of how somebody can, an older person with money, with a portfolio, can actually lessen their risk factor in that portfolio. Because I'm figuring most of the income is actually coming from that portfolio or those investments.
Other investments.
Right. And it's shown pretty much unequivocally that you can lower your amount of loss or your amount of...
We get more freedom.
Yeah.
You have more options.
By, you know, you got at least 44% less chance.
Wow.
That's a good number. Less chance of losing money on that group of investments. So that should be a real strategy.
Save a lot. We like to when you're getting into your golden years, you absolutely want to be lowering your risk factor wherever you can. We're going to continue our conversation with Jay Kaplan. Got a lot to talk about to unpack that Jay just gave. He gave us like four or five nuggets there in just about 2 minutes, and I want to unpack those when we come back. More young people are buying homes. We'll talk about that. And, oh, yes, we've got a featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
And protect and build your future wealth. If you're not sure, and if you would like to learn the secret of building wealth by utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, Realty Pro 100 has your solution. Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program may increase your net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 or more per year. Learn more about the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder Program by texting My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. License DRE 02059058.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you own a luxury home or planning to purchase one? If so, your home may be your largest asset, but your mortgage may also be your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team is offering amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates in the 3%, and 15-year rates in the 2s. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com or call me directly. My number is 800-306-1990, licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. More young people are buying homes. There's a common misconception that younger generations are not interested in home ownership. Many people point to the fact that millennials put off purchasing their first home as a reason for this belief. Odetta Cushy, Deputy Chief Economist for First American, explains why millennials have put off certain milestones linked to home ownership. Those delays led to their home ownership rates trailing slightly behind older generations. Quote, historically, millennials have delayed the critical lifestyle choices often linked to buying a first home, including getting married, having children, in order to further their education. This is clear in cross-generational comparisons of home ownership rates, which show millennials lagging their generational predecessors, unquote. So it's partially true that some millennials have waited on home ownership to focus on other things in their lives, and that's impacting certain housing market trends. Data from the National Association of Realtors, NAR, indicates the average age of a first-time home buyer is higher today than it's been in over the past 40 years. As the graph shows that we are sharing with you right now on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, home buyers today are purchasing their first home an average of 4 years later than people in the 1980s and early 1990s. Age 33 right now. But just because millennials are hitting certain milestones later in life doesn't mean they're not interested in becoming homeowners. The recent U.S. Census reveals a significant increase in homeownership rates for millennials and other young home buyers. Homeownership rate by age under 35, 1.5%. 35 to 44, looks like about 2. All groups that are, well, the homeownership rate by age, 45 to 54 has gone down a little bit. 55 to 64 is up. So you're watching that one on the graph as well. The graph shows millennials are entering the market in full force, and their share of the market is growing. Based on the data, the belief that younger generations don't want to buy homes is a misconception. In fact, the recent Capital Market Outlook report from Merrill Lynch further drives home this point, as it specifically mentions the effects millennials are having on demand. Quote, demand is very strong because the biggest demographic cohort in history is moving through the household formation and peak home buying stages of its life cycle, unquote. Cushy is following the trend of millennial home ownership and puts it more simply by saying, quote, it's clear that younger households, millennials, are driving home ownership growth, unquote. As the largest generation, millennials' impact on the market is growing as more and more people from that generation reach home buying age. And Generation Z, not far behind either. That means younger generations will likely continue to drive demand in the housing market for years to come. Bottom line, if you're a member of a younger generation interested in purchasing a home, you're not alone. Many of your peers are on their path to home ownership too. Let's connect today and discuss what you can do to accomplish your home buying goals. Here's the issue. Get on the path to home ownership. If you're not there right now, if you don't, I have a lot of people that I talk to, many, many people I talk to say, well, I got to get ready to buy a house. And I'm, okay, what do you got to do to get ready? I don't know. Well, what do you, how, is that a game plan? Is that a, is, I don't know, a plan? Is that a plan of action? Call us, 800-306-1990. I've told you before, I will share again, I am not an active real estate agent. I have the license, I don't use it. I do radio in the morning. I've got a great lending team that I lead. They help a lot of people. But what do? We consult, we educate. We put you on a great path to home ownership. And if you listen to the path, and if you listen back to what we talked about yesterday, you can find out a path that, think about this one. You're 30 years old, go out and you buy your first house. Think about this, Jay. We talked about this in depth yesterday. 30 years old, buy your first house, $500,000 house, put $25,000 down, bed, bar, steel. You might be able to get a lower down payment than that. Yeah. Orange County, California, 61-year average is a 5.36% appreciation. So you buy a house at 25 years old. At 30 years old, you're going to buy two houses. At 35 years old, you're going to buy four houses. You're just pulling equity out of those properties that you already have. So you're going to buy four houses. And at age 40, you're going to buy eight houses. So by the time you're age 40, you've got 16 pieces of property that somebody else is making the payment on.
Yeah, that's what I did not do, but wish I had.
Right, think about that. So that's, yeah. And if you do that, if every one of those properties stayed at $500,000, appreciating at 5%, which they're not, that's $400,000 a year potentially in appreciation. You're age 40. $400,000 a year in appreciation. Now, if my math is correct, Jay, is that about $33,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about that concept. Can you live on $33,000 a month? And it's only going to continue to grow for the rest of your life? Here's the idea right now. So I want you to do this. Go to, I don't know, I just hit something wrong on my board. I'm going to give you some, I always give away freebies. I like giving free things away. So text HBG to 79564. HBG to 79564, or you can go to rsrhbg.com. Get our home buyer's guide. It's free. If you think you're not credit worthy to buy a house, 7 steps to a 700 credit score. Text RSR Credit Book to 79564. RSR Credit Book to 79564. Free tools from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. That is the real-time real estate segment. Let's continue our conversation with Jay Kaplan. I want to break down some things that you mentioned before, Jay.
Sure.
Monthly check versus line of credit. Explain that a little bit.
It's kind of thought in the outside world. People that have not been educated, I mean smart people, but not been educated sure. about it, that they think a reverse mortgage works exactly the reverse way that a normal mortgage, where you pay into or to the bank once a month, mostly interest, but you pay to pay down that mortgage. They think that you get a reverse mortgage, you're going to get a check from the bank every month. And you can set it up that way. You can set it up for a certain amount of time. You could set it up as a 10-year, a 10-year, which means for the rest of your life, which will be a smaller number, but you'll get it. And you'll get it for as long as you live, regardless of the value or the loan to value. You've got it. You can do that. But I think, and all of the clients, which have been quite a few, luckily, knock on wood, choose to keep that equity available as a line of credit. And when I say line of credit, it doesn't mean that the bank is taking money out of your equity or your home. They have just promised, because they're a part of the FHA's insurance program, which they love because they don't have any risk, the bank that is, in doing these loans. So they will have to offer you the line of credit money anytime you want it. And that line of credit will grow. And I'm not talking about a home equity line of credit. This is the HECM or home equity conversion line of credit. It will grow.
So I can take more and more money every year, depending as the property value appreciates.
Well, yeah, but the growth factor is not based on the appreciation.
Oh, wow.
So even if your loan, if your value goes down, which ain't gonna, but if it goes down, you're still going to get an increase in your line of credit. And we could go a little longer into how that, you know, the math on that.
But the beauty of it is really means that I can take a check once a month for a little bit of money, or I can have access to a lump sum at various times.
Right.
And if I want to take it at various times, you see the stock. If you think about this, imagine if you, and I know that the FINRA is not going to like me saying this, but what if you had taken, if you had this line of credit available in March of 2020 and taken a check out of that and put it into an S&P 500 index fund? I'm not giving financial advice. I'm just saying, what if? I mean, that was when the market was so depressed.
Right.
And I think the S&P might be almost double what it was then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Or what if you put it into a piece of real estate when you wanted to strategically?
Right.
Just throwing out ideas, but it gives you options. I'm going to talk more with Jay Kaplan when we come back. Equity and liquidity. Doesn't equity equal liquidity? We're going to talk about that. And we got a featured home brought to you by myfavoritelender.net. All that and more. Reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
If you are listening to this program, building personal wealth is a topic you're familiar with. And you probably understand that making money is about creating a high income from a high paying job or running a business. While building wealth, on the other hand, is about creating a stock of value that goes up over time. You've also probably noticed lately that prices for fuel, groceries, and raw materials are skyrocketing while your monthly income remains flat. Welcome to Inflation 101. One of the fastest growing wealth building strategies is utilizing your current assets with little or no risk, like the equity in your home. Realty Pro 100 has been helping people like you increase their net worth by $50,000 to $75,000 per year. Now's the time to put your money to work for you and beat inflation. Learn more and start building your wealth by contacting Realty Pro 100. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Text My Wealth Builder to 79564. Receive free information on how the Realty Pro 100 Wealth Builder program works and if it's the right wealth building strategy for you. License DRE 02059058.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The featured home segment brought to you by my favorite lender.net. Look at this one, 21 Cornell Drive, Rancho Mirage. Three bedroom, two full, and a three quarter bathroom. Excellent opportunity to own a three bedroom, three bath, open, bright, clean corner unit in the prestigious Springs community in Rancho Mirage. Close to world-class Eisenhower Medical Center, the River Rancho Mirage restaurants, shopping, entertainment. This home has some upgrades, but is waiting for new owners to take it to the next level. Just steps to the pool from your very private back patio. The Private Springs Country Club has 46 pools and spas. Wow. Holy cow, that's a lot. I don't know if that's a typo. That I don't know. That may be a typo in there. Spa, championship golf course, world-class tennis, pickleball, and pickleball courts, bocce ball. I don't know what you're doing. They have a fitness center there. What would you do with a fitness center?
Oh, you know, I had just gone to a fitness center about, 30 years ago?
Yeah, it's about when I did. Hey, this one's brought to you by our friend Robert LaBianca. If you want more information, give me a call, 800-306. Robert has that listing. Purchase price, $757,700. Let's look at some financing options on this. 10% down, you're looking at $2,168 a month. 20% down, you're looking at $2,638 a month. 25% down, strategically speaking, you're looking at $2,320 a month. Now, that is principal and interest payments only. You must add the taxes. Got to get the taxes in there. You have to add insurance, HOA dues, and mortgage insurance if there is any. And for those of you keeping score, I know the compliance people are there. They get on us all the time. That would be a 3.47 APR, 3.305 APR, and a 2.964 APR, NMLS 217037. Again, Robert LaBianca has this listing at 21 Cornell Drive, Rancho Mirage, 92270. If you want more information, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Happy to put you in touch with our friend Bob. He's a great guy out there, and we really enjoy working with him. Chatting this morning, another great guy, Jake Kaplan, is in the house. He is our reverse mortgage guru. We are educating today. We're not out there trying to sell a reverse mortgage, but hey, are you a senior? Do you know a senior? Do you love a senior? Do you want to become a senior? Right, if any one of those fits you, then you may want to be listening up, because we've been chatting and educating on the reverse mortgage. It is not your great-grandmother's reverse mortgage, completely different. But here's the issue, and I share this one all the time, and Jay, you and I have talked about this before. From the if you've got this concept, hey, I've got a free and clear home and it's great. Well, I'm going to tell you this with 100% certainty. You're, from an emotional standpoint, you are correct. From a financial standpoint, you've taken on a huge amount of risk. Yes, I said risk, because most people don't think that a free and clear home is risky. It is risky. Now, I know if you're out there in the Coachella Valley, there are homeowners association dues that'll range anywhere. I've seen some that are real cheap. I think there's one I saw that was $60-some recently. I saw one just recently that's $1,100 a month. $1,100 a month. Now, I'm not at the age of Social Security yet, but I know some people that are. Social Security, I think the most I know of anybody getting in Social Security is like $2,500.
Yeah, that is actually quite a bit higher than most of the people
right.
that I do loans for. Because
can you imagine, Jay, if you had $2,500 a month in Social Security, that's your only income, and you have an $1,100 a month in a homeowners association, you're saying, ouch,
yeah.
Right? But now let's take a next step, Jay, and this is what I wanted to get to, is you're equity rich and eating dog food because you can't afford anything else, cash poor.
Yeah.
Can the home to the reverse mortgage or HECM help on our liquidity side of the balance sheet?
Of course. Absolutely. And, you know, you take what you need when you need it. And one thing about that reverse mortgage is, you know, you're taking money tax-free from your home.
It's your home equity.
And it's yours. And usually the equity in the home will go up at least as much. If not, you just put it back. Or, you know, it's the only loan where you can actually make a payment if and when you want to. And if you want to get the money back because you decided you have a better place to put it than last month's payment, you just take it back again.
That's a great thought. So not only are we talking about financial planning, we're also talking about tax planning.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? And how many people, you know, you had a job as a senior and it was something just to fill your time. It wasn't your career. You kind of got into the I don't know, something that you just enjoy to keep yourself busy, to keep yourself active, right? And I'm not saying necessarily the Walmart happy greeter, although there's nothing wrong with that. No, but
not if it keeps you busy. That's right? Very healthy.
But here, exactly, you're not sitting home watching the walls because they don't move very often.
Wallpaper right? will sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But here's the issue. In the last 18 months, we've seen a lot of people that, you know, something they didn't have that extra little bit of income coming in. If they had just gone and listened to us and had that home equity conversion mortgage, a reverse mortgage in place, even if you hadn't taken the money, you could have said, okay, I need an extra $5,000 or $10,000 that'll get me by for the next year. Right? Because a lot of seniors remember hard times.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, the longer you are alive, you're going to have, like you were saying earlier, about a roller coaster.
Right.
A lot of us, depending, you know, in these kind of positions, we do live on a roller coaster. I wouldn't have it any other way. I think it's fun, but, you know, and it gives you a lot of experience on the ups and the downs. But when I was younger, there was no way to actually make life easier when you're down on that roller coaster. And with a HECM, you can take money out when it's down. You can put it back in when it's up. You can do whatever you like.
And the beauty of it is the only thing that you can't do is you can't call Jay today or call me and say, you know something, I need some money and can you get it to me by tomorrow? Doesn't work that way, right? So the whole idea is you've got to plan ahead, right? Make preparations. Even if you don't need to pull the check, right? Have it available. That way, if you want to take your kids and grandkids, Josh just went to Florida, right? Take your kids and grandkids to Florida and have fun, right? Well, maybe you don't want to, Josh. Right? Maybe, but at least you've got the money available. And so here's the other one, Jay. You told me this one, and I love this concept because we only have about a minute left. So I love this concept. So we talk a lot about estate planning on Ron Siegel Radio.
Correct.
And we all want to have a legacy to leave to our kids, grandkids of some sort. But when the day comes, and nobody plans for the day, but when the day comes that your time is up, time to move on. You don't get to enjoy that money any longer. But here's the issue. If you make a decision now and we get on a game plan with Jay Kaplan, get a reverse mortgage, and you say, you know something? I want to take my kids and grandkids on a vacation. Guess who gets to enjoy it?
Yeah.
The senior, grandma, grandpa get to enjoy that time with the kids. And you know, so maybe there's a couple bucks less at the end of the day, but you know something, I've been to some funerals and I rarely, rarely do I ever see a U-Haul in a funeral. Just, I mean, maybe you've seen it. Take a picture, send it to me. But here's the idea. Get on call to Jay Kaplan, talk to him, set up some life, you know, make memories with your family.
Yeah, living legacy.
A living legacy.
Yeah, enjoy. Where there is value. You said the value may go down. No, that's replaced with the value of those memories.
And it's beyond exciting. And if you want more information on this, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll chat with you. I'll put you in touch with the guru, Jay Kaplan. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5.